The four-part harmony of barbershop quartets is celebrated by women with the international organization known as Sweet Adelines. The Scenic City Chorus, Chattanooga's own Sweet Adelines, are hosting a show on November 2nd at the Colonnade in Ringo, Georgia. I spoke with chorus members Sheila Killingsworth and Kathy Yonka for details about Saturday's show. Sweet Adelines is the female version of the barbershop quartet. It is four-part harmony, and in this case, the Scenic City Chorus is a collection of women singing a cappella in four-part harmony. How many women are in the chorus?
Currently, we have 61 members on the risers.
And we have several guests who are attending who hope to become members presently.
Those are your younger girls that you could recruit at different times during the year, isn't it? By younger, not necessarily meaning younger in age, but younger to the four-part harmony singing.
Yes.
Definitely. When people come to our door, they really don't know what to expect. We put them on the risers. And they are just thrilled, thrilled with the sound that they can actually learn to make.
And it's more than just singing. A lot of times you have coaches come in that has to deal with your presence, your posture, your just about everything.
The educational aspect of Sweet Adelines is what is really invaluable. You get lessons there every single week. It's like a total vocal production. You learn things that you would not normally do in your own home when you're practicing singing. It's something that you would not do all of the time without proper instruction.
Now, this chorus is always four-part harmony?
Yes. We do have songs that have seven or eight parts that we break into, but mostly we do four-part harmony.
And for women, that would be?
Baritone, bass, lead, tenor. The tenor being on top, and lead is mainly the melody, but not always.
You also have quartets that are portions of your chorus and associated with your chorus.
Yes, we do. Currently, we have two registered quartets within our chorus. Our director is also in a quartet, and she performs regionally and is also an educator as far as quartet.
The Sweet Adelines is an international organization, not just locally, not just in the U.S., but all around the world. And it is promoting that barbershop harmony for female voices. You also have regional and larger competitions that you participate in. How are you doing competitive-wise with other people in the U.S., other choruses?
Well, in our region, which is held in the spring, our competition, we came in fourth in our division and fifth place overall. Our goal is to continue improving, which is why we have coaches that come in and teach us vocal production and stage presence and all the things that you need to be a good person on stage, not just a good singer.
And your division is based on the number of women in your chorus.
Yes.
So if you had some people drop out at the last minute, that would put you in a completely different division you might not be prepared to compete with.
That's true. The divisions are broken up into 18 members to 30 is small chorus, 31 to 60 is medium size, 61 on up is large size. So since we are at 61 members, we are just over the edge. If we lose one member, two members prior to competition, you're right, we're in a totally different category.
You have an annual show coming up that is a fundraiser for your organization that helps pay for your costuming, travel, music, and to pay for your directors and all that wonderful training you get. Where and when will this be held?
This will be held November the 2nd at the Colonnade in Ringo, Georgia. And we will have a couple of guest quartets, a men's quartet who are named the Zamboni Brothers. And as she said earlier, our director's in a quartet called Dream, and they won our regional division, so they are going to Hawaii next month to compete.
In fact, they're going to star in our show, and the following morning, they hop a plane for Hawaii to go compete internationally. And we wish them a lot of luck.
Do, 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 do I love you? Oh, my, do I, honey, honey? need I do? Babe, you know it's true. And do I need you? Oh, oh my, I do. I, honey, honey, deed I do. Only you do, do, do. I'm glad that I'm the one who found you.
What kind of music can we expect?
Oh, well, there's actually a variety of music that you will hear. You will hear some original four-part barbershop harmony. You will hear some newer tunes, such as Fireworks. You will hear some
gospel. We do a variety of music. Gospel is always a big hit, and we think that anyone who comes will find something they can enjoy in the show. We will also have the Young Women in Harmony, which is high school.
Actually, this year it's going to be 13 to 25.
And they will perform also. We'll have something for everybody to enjoy.
It's very good family entertainment. Bring the whole family.
How can you purchase tickets?
Oh, you can go online at our website, www.scenicitychorus.com. Or you can buy them by purchasing it from one of our members, or you can give me a phone call, and my phone is also listed on the website. Call me, and I'll be glad to get the tickets to you.
Well, you can buy the tickets at the door.
Oh, yes, you can.
During the course of the year, your chorus is also involved in performances in the community. What are some of the highlights of your season?
We'll perform for community events such as Kettner's Mill. We have performed there in the past. We do services for nursing homes and assisted living. We will sing for them. We have sung in the cave at Ruby Falls, which is just really interesting. And we've sung at Rock City. We do lots of different areas. We're not just one big chorus all the time. We're broken down into ensembles or maybe a double quartet to go out and perform if there's not enough room to get all 61 of us on stage.
We do perform at business organization functions as well, and oftentimes we'll open up their entire event with the Star Spangled Banner, which is one of our favorites to do. The performance for our show, which is called ACAFest 2013, will be 7 p.m., and it should run until about 9 o'clock.
We would like to invite anyone who is interested in singing to come and visit us and see if perhaps they would like to join us, as long as they can wear a skirt comfortably.
How often do you practice?
We practice every Monday evening, and we would expect our participants to come at 6:15 and plan to stay until about 9:30.
Where?
The new location is at
St. Elmo United Methodist Church.
That is located at 4626 St. Elmo Avenue, and that's in Chattanooga.
The a cappella sound of Sweet Adelines is celebrated by the Scenic City Chorus at ACAFest on Saturday, September 2nd at the Colonnade at 264 Catoosa Circle in Ringgold, Georgia. More information can be found online at scenicitychorus.com. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.